And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa, Goopa.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul V. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the hardest lurking band in the world, the Love Sores.
I like the way that you shake. That funny noise that you make. I want to kiss your extreme. You lose. You look good with a bruise. I want to kiss you obscene. You might as well be a dream, and a dream, and a dream, and a dream. The stars don't shine on the lights all right. The moon is full of shit tonight. Let's raise a bottle of broken glass. Cause we love, 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 we love this wicked world.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was indeed the Love Sores, or Love Sores, as we'll explain in just a second, with a track called This Wicked World, all the way from Portland, Oregon, Tony. Describing themselves as the hardest lurking band in the world. You didn't hear that incorrectly. It was lurking, not working. I like that as a little tagline. What is either Love Sores or the Love Sores? The reason I'm saying that is because their publicity says both. What's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Love Sores.
No, Facebook.com/The Love Sores.
What's it?
And my apologies to Love Sores / The Love Sores if we're not sure how we're supposed to say you there. I think that came through from Slovenly Records. But now I'm not absolutely sure.
Right, okay.
It have been dirty water. Oh, I should have checked. Anyway, find out more about them via Facebook.com/The Love Sores. Poorly being set one. Tony Neil. Now, I don't think we really need any additional material this week, Tony, do we? I think we've got plenty to talk about.
Shit's gone on this week.
It really has. But if you are from somewhere else in the world and you've been watching the United Kingdom and in particular England this week, you must think we're a right bunch of nutters. And what we've got on this show is balance, Tony.
Yeah, we do, don't we?
We have the equivalent of both sorts of belly buttons. We've got an innie and an outie.
I'm 48% of the man, you're 52% of the man.
Yeah, and I will be talking about the youth vote later on, Tony.
Oh, okay.
Talking about the youth vote. The United Kingdom, and I do stress the United Kingdom, has voted to leave the European Union. But it hasn't voted to leave Europe, it hasn't voted to leave the world, and it hasn't voted to leave the solar system. It's voted to leave the economic union. And the amount of people that seem to be getting this all wrong in this country is mental. The amount of people that seem to think that we're just going to build a wall and shut out all the foreigners right now is a little bit disturbing. I really didn't expect that, Tony.
No, the tenure of the debate beforehand seems to have carried on afterwards. But yeah, there's a general confusion about what people vote for. And I think some people voted for one thing, people vote to get rid of all foreigners. Weird. Scarily weird.
I am going to defend the Leave campaign a little bit here, in that we really didn't think we'd win. So it was. I stayed up to watch it. All right. I watched it unfold, and there was just disbelief on the faces on both sides. But you know what? I do think a lot of that has to do with the political classes not really understanding everyone else, and it's a bit of a worry when the people that we do elect to represent us don't really know what we're like.
It's weird, isn't it? We're looking at, and obviously the fallout, and we've effectively got a government with a mass majority of people in it who don't really want to leave. Well, we have to leave.
Yes,
but they're trying to get out of it. It's weird.
Yeah, but I'd have to say that if you look at the vast majority of Westminster politicians, Tony, they either live in London or are Scottish.
That's true.
It's true, isn't it?
That's true.
It's
true. Yeah, it is.
Mostly, they either live in London or actually are Scottish or are indeed Northern Irish.
So effectively, they are not very representative, which I guess is the key, the point, isn't it?
Well, Tony, they're very representative of London, Scotland, and Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
And they're the three places that voted to remain. But they're not represented. I mean, you've only got to look at that map that people are doing various things with. But effectively, that map just showed that England voted one way, Scotland voted another way. And that's it. That doesn't make for, in any way, any form of United Kingdom.
Nope.
And I do sympathise with the Scottish, because their referendum, they were sold the reason to stay in the UK was that they won't be able to get in the EU by themselves.
Yeah.
So I do sympathise with them, and they do deserve another referendum. But the one thing no one's saying is, what if in that referendum they vote to stay in the United Kingdom? It is possible.
It totally is
possible.
Yeah.
And then all bets are off, really.
But I think they just have to be asked, don't they? I mean, I think it would be a stay in and accept the leave, the Brexit, or come out and try and get in the EU.
It's weird, isn't it, to say, because their vote will basically be, right, here's your chance to go it alone with a load of other people.
Yeah.
It's the second Scottish referendum is going to be very, very weird. I really hope there isn't a second UK referendum, by the way.
They can't be. It's a load of bollocks.
It's just nonsense, isn't it, really? And again, they've got like 3.5 million people have signed a petition saying they want a second referendum. But you know what? Those 3.5 million people are all from Scotland, London, and Northern Ireland, aren't they? That's the problem.
That's the thing. You can't have a referendum and then just have another one where you don't get the result. It's not right. I lost, you know, but there's no way you could ask us a question again. It's just not right.
You can't really have a referendum and then when you get the result say, this is undemocratic.
Yes, yes, bollocks.
So we do just have to crack on now. And I do think that over a short amount of time, the country will prove not to be broken, and we will come back together and say, right, this is happening now. Let's make the best of it.
We need better leaders. You know, leaders with a vision, and go for it in an optimistic way.
Well, Tony, as many as 3 different people on Facebook have said they would vote for me. So I've got that going for me.
Oh, well, never knew that would happen. Why not?
Let's play 2 songs in a row, shall we?
Okay.
So listen out for a band called The Ouija's that we've never played before. But first up, and I know we don't like to do this, to play a band 2 weeks in a row, really, but we played a track by The Cavemen last week off their latest album. Over the last 7 days, they've only gone and brought out a new single, Tony.
Fantastic.
fantastic.
By Dirty Water Records, and it's brilliant. I really like it. So we're going to play it right now. So, as I say, this is a little bit unusual for us. If you didn't like the Cavemen last week, maybe you'll like them this week. How about that? I think they're fantastic. All the way from New Zealand, Tony, what is the Cavemen's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheCavemenNZ.
Very good indeed, Tony. It's Tony Wong, Paulie Bean, Internet Wong. This is Juvenile Delinquent.
You gotta work, baby, if you wanna get paid.
You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Wee Gees, which I'm putting down as being like the Bee Gees, but it might be the Wee Gees. And a track called You Gotta Work, all the way from New Jersey. Tony, New Jersey.
New Jersey.
New Jersey. What is the Wee Gees Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheWeeGeesNJ.
Good idea. Facebook.com/TheWeeGees5734870948213. Why is that, Tony?
Yes, I do for you.
No, I haven't said anything for you.
Shame, though, because the WeeGeesNJ would be really good. Paulie the Internet 2, Tony 1, WeeGees, you're great at music. Oh, now they came through via Bongo Boy Records, who had asked me why we hadn't played more stuff from Bongo Boy Records recently. And I said, because when you send us press releases, they don't have the links on them. They said, yes, they do have the links on them. I had a look at them, and they maybe do have the links on them, but for some reason, I can't access them. So anyway, they sent me a direct link to an album out right now, which is a Garage Rock Volume 1 album, which is out via Bongo Boy Records. And we are playing a couple of tracks from that this week, one in the second half of the show, in the kind of symmetry that I like, Tony.
Okay, excellent.
All right. And you will also notice the track was You Gotta Work. Now, I'm not saying anything about the tracks this week, Tony, but they are all to do and fit in with Brexit.
Like it.
So we've had This Wicked World, Juvenile Delinquent, and You Gotta Work so far. I wonder what'll be coming next.
Mm.
Now then, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Well, let's lose 2-1 to Iceland.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
Oh, I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
We'll talk about that later
yeah,
on.
Okay, yeah, we will. right, yes. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment, get in touch. Plenty to talk about this week. No one's talking at me. There is two, so thank you for your comments. We've had two comments. One in response to, I think it was the week before last week's show, Joseph Saborg has been in touch.
Saborg.
He says, I really love the psychedelic mix this week. Nice change of pace.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? I really liked it. It was weird as well to hear something from so long ago, as in over 40 years ago, that we could still play now and not upset people about.
Exactly.
It shows that there was an alternative counterculture in music in the late 60s and early 70s that fits in pretty well with what we've got now.
Hmm.
And we played Deep Purple. Unbelievable.
I never would have thought that.
Yeah.
Socks for Cox got in touch.
Oh, I love Socks for Cox.
I think we played last week, didn't we?
Yeah.
Is he spot on about the Moscow roads, Paul? And Podolsk has recently been acquired by Moscow. Thank you. Ah, those crazy Moscowans.
Yeah. Well, that kind of makes sense because it's like it would have been a place on its own, but expansion of Moscow would have surrounded it, I think.
Right, okay.
But it is inside their scary-looking M25. Which is whatever I said, the A120, the A170, something.
It was
like
A something.
It was A right nightmare, that's what it was. Quite clearly. Socks for Cox agree with us. Yeah. And if there's one band in the world that I do not want disagreeing with me, it's Socks for Cox.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for getting in touch. Thanks for letting us play here.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah,
that's it there, Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
I had to stop Paul Boy, Paul the other one, Paul B, not that Paul B, from commenting on my Facebook page because he was just winding too many people up over the Brexit. Right. There's still time to talk about that. How about in the next bit, Tony?
Yep, that's fine.
First up, as a hands across the ocean measure, let's play a band from Berlin, shall we, that are a two-piece with one, I believe, Englishman and one, I believe, German lady. Sound familiar?
Excellent idea.
Exactly. A band called Bullet Height, Tone.
Okay.
Who, we have played a track by them before, and I've got a feeling Fatboy didn't like it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think so, anyway. But that's. Okay. But hey, he's on his own there. He's feeling a bit like the UK right now. Or some of it. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Bullet Height's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Bullet Height.
It is indeed. It's what? So what's that, Tony? Two, probably the internet two.
Yes, two, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And how fitting, Tony, that this track should be Hold Together.
What you are. Yeah, I know you're peace, but you're pushing me too far. Now can you hold together now? Together now, hold together. It's a feeling and a beat. Taking hold together now. Together now, hold together. It's a feeling and a beat. Has all the blue black on the sheet. It cuts into all the fears. And as you leave while I receive. Dedication to the sinking ship. I need the amputation and the bloody lip. You know I hate to this, but this has gone too far. Yeah, never forget, no, this has gone too far. Oh, you'd hate to think a thief is what you are. Yeah, I know you're pleased, but you're pushing me too far. Now can you hold together now? Together now, hold together. It's a fever and a beat. Taking hold together now. Together now, hold together. It's a fever and a beat. Has all the blue black on the sheet. It cuts into all the fears. And as you leave while I receive.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Bullet Height and a track called Hold Together, which obviously we all need to do in the long run.
We do.
What I've got down here for the next section in my notes is last week, oh dear, times two. So do you want to talk about the thing that was really important or the thing that doesn't really matter?
Oh, God. Both of them, really. Do you want to say
well,
one
which
later?
One first?
Which one first? Football. I don't know which one that matters. I think that's the, I think that's what matters.
You spoiled my little joke there.
Okay.
The thing that really matters, obviously, is that England lost to Iceland in the Euros. Unbelievable. I watched the game, couldn't believe what I was seeing, really. That is quite possibly the worst England performance I've ever seen.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, obviously, throughout the whole tournament, we've all been kind of, well, unlucky, but we were trying. We, you know, we just nearly scoring. But last night, we were just taken to rule. It was unbelievable.
Well, look. The only defence I have for the England team is that we've managed to play four games against teams with 10 men behind the ball.
Yes.
But by the fourth game, you think you'd have a plan about how to get past them.
Yeah, exactly. And the goals we let in as well.
Yeah, I know. When all the pundits and commentators said, look, they do this every game. We should have been practicing this all week. Why on earth weren't we, and why didn't they know what they were doing? The only point I'll make is that I think the refereeing at these championships has been appalling, and I can't believe that last night the referee played 86 minutes of injury time. He should have blown his whistle after 4 minutes and we could have been playing the French at the weekend.
I am surprised how much hugging and pulling and obstructions I've seen in the whole tournament, really. But I didn't watch a lot of football, so I don't know if that's just the norm now. But
okay, well, look, the Italy-Spain game, I was fairly active on Twitter.
Right. Where Italians.
Where I said they've noticed that the Italians haven't been pulling as many shirts as normal. And I thought, well, if you looked at the Spanish away kit, I wouldn't want to touch it. But yes, England were all kinds of horrible, and Roy Hodgson fell on his sword straight after the game. And I think the criticism of him has been a little bit unfair, because I do think, ultimately, when you put 11 very talented footballers on a football pitch, they should be able to come up with a plan themselves to beat a team that are pretty much 50% of the adult population of their country.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really think he should have gone straight away, but I guess he's done it.
Due to leave after the Euros. That was the end of our Euros, so he left.
Right.
If we'd won the Euros, he'd have got another contract.
Fair enough. I don't know who you'd replace him with.
Hey?
I guess. I don't know really who you'd replace him with, really.
A mop.
Fair enough.
Should be able to replace him with anything. Also, as well as being charged by at least three people on Facebook as being the next leader of the United Kingdom to lead us gracefully out of Europe into a shining new economic and political era.
Mm.
I've also had one person suggest on Twitter that I should be the next England manager.
Right, good, we're busy, aren't you?
Yeah. Working on the basis, Tony, that my own opinion of managing professional footballers is point them in the right direction and let them score more goals than the other fellas, I think I'm as qualified as anyone else.
That's fair enough. That's all you can do.
I don't think you need that many tactics. If the team against you have got one way of playing, then have a talk about it for 5 minutes and practice on the training pitch the way to stop that when they get the ball. But if you've got 65% of the possession, they're not going to get the ball very often. So while you've got it, do something with it.
That's it.
It doesn't seem to be that complicated, really.
Nah, I don't know what it is. Well, you know, we're used to it by now, really.
There was interesting last night about the pressure England players feel because of the public excitement and the press, etc., etc., etc. And you certainly do see very good players at club level crumble at international level, for England in particular.
Mm.
And I wonder whether there is the way of expectation, and actually whether we're victims of our own fantastic support, that because every game feels like a home game for them, they see so many England fans at the game, there's that bit more pressure. But last night, the Iceland fans were amazing, weren't they?
Oh, that weird clap they do. Oh, it's spooky.
It was like Vikings in films.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? It was brilliant. I just thought, fair play to them.
I guess every team we've played has been expected to lose it. So
it's been their cup final.
Yeah, so they've been more enthusiastic and they've had nothing to lose, whereas we have, and we've just been stressed out about it. And maybe what we need to do is just take all the players out on a bender beforehand, get them laid, and then let them just play what they want. And maybe, you know, as a tactic, it might work.
That's what Brian Clough did with Nottingham Forest before the European Cup final.
Worked, didn't it?
He got them leathered.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, Tony, I agree with you. So should I become the next England manager, I'd like to formally ask you right now if you would be my assistant
I can do that.
Or, as you will officially be titled, bloke in charge of the stag do. Right. We haven't spoken as much about Europe as about the other thing there. We'll talk about that in the next bit, shall we?
Okay.
Or in the second half of the show. Because right now, I want to play the Mobs. This is from the vaults. This only goes back to 2013 or 14. But again, fitting, particularly with the England team and possibly with Brexit this week. What is the Mobs website?
themobs.co.uk.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B, the Internet 2, all the way from Northants, which I believe was a home of the Brexiteer. This is the Mobs, and sadly, what I think is happening right now, I am the anticlimax.
Anticlimax, I am the anticlimax. I spilt the salt and I brushed it away. Bad luck, old germ, I heard them say. I cracked a laugh with a mischievous grin. It was met with faces as long as sin. An anticlimax, I am the anticlimax. Anticlimax, I am the anticlimax.
You're listening to Planet Smashers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Mobs and I am the anticlimax. I think I did quite a good impression of that, if you don't mind me saying so.
Excellent.
Absolutely love them. That's from their album Garage Punk for Boys, which I strongly recommend you get. Absolutely brilliant band and great bunch of blokes.
Excellent. Cool.
Tony, you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's
International Gig Guide. Where will it be?
Down south again. Yes.
It's Brighton.
I think it is. Yes, if you have a gig, it's International Gig Guide. So, you know, we are holding that and across the ocean and all that. So it doesn't have to be in the UK. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Who's playing? Where are they playing? How much is it to watch them playing? It's very simple. Sussex Saints, be in touch again.
Just before you start on this, I did have a brief conversation with Sussex Saint on Twitter last night when England were losing 2-1 to Iceland. I got a tweet from him saying, Paul, what's your crazy prediction for the game this evening? And I said 6-2 England. No response. The thing was, I had actually backed that.
Did you?
Yeah. I got the Iceland bit right.
Wow.
It was only 45-1. Unbelievable.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. With hindsight, 8 million to 1.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been touched. There's another new venue. The Joiners, which apparently is on 101 St Mary Street.
And well, Tony, that's an ironic name this week.
Doesn't it just? Yeah, so that's, and I assume that is in Brighton. Do I have the address? Well, no, it's on St Mary's.
It's in Brighton.
It's in Brighton. So Consumed are playing with support from the Bitter Town Hounds, Almeida, more likely, and Captain Trips. It's £7 on the door. Doors open at 7:30. Do I have a website? Joiners.vticket.co.uk is what I have here. So probably best to Google them.
Joiners. What?
VTicket is booking site, I assume.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, do Google them. Or just go down and just like watch them. It's a cat, yeah. The Joiners, 141 St Mary Street in Brighton. That's all I have.
Yes, and if you don't want to just hear about gigs in Brighton, yeah. Email Tony at funkyradio.com, titling your email gig, Tony's Essential Gig Guide or whatever, and let us know about your gigs.
That's it. Yeah, that's what you need to do.
No, for the time being, that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. Brighton again.
Ooh, Brighton.
Ooh, Brighton.
Yeah, Brighton.
I think about now, Tony, it's the time in the show, in life, in the world, when we should get a Prince cover version by a Las Vegas punk band.
Ooh, very nice.
What a great idea. Guilty by association, my friend.
Okay.
We have played them on the show before. They are brilliant. They are from Las Vegas. They have come via Squid Hat Records, which frankly is one of my favourite labels in the States, I have to say. Squid Hat and Slovenly, right up there. Right up there. And we love Las Vegas punk. It's got its own angle to it. And this is a cover like no other cover I ever heard. Goddamn, Paul.
Nice.
I'm not sure what language that was. Anyway, what is Guilty by Association's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Guilty by Association.
Facebook.com/Guilty Sin City. Paul Bean's Net 3, Tony 3. This is a close one this week, Tony.
It is, isn't it?
Let's go crazy.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word life. It means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you there's something else, the afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. In Southern Hills, you know the one. Got to everything, will be alright. Instead of asking how much of your time is left, ask him how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. In this life, you're on your own. And if the element ever tries to bring you down,
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Guilty by Association and a very dark version of an upbeat Prince number. Let's go crazy. I already asked you the Facebook page, didn't I?
Yes.
Yes, I did, yeah. So we will be playing more Las Vegas punk in the future. Now, I'm just going to say briefly, at this point in the show, we'd normally tell you what we're doing this week, but I want to talk about Europe again. Is that all right?
That's fine, yeah.
So I'll just briefly mention that this Sunday, I am doing the Roving Comedy Night in Tring, which is when four pubs the same night host stand-up comedy shows. All the acts do all four pubs. It's absolutely brilliant. You basically do your set in a pub, have a pint, move on to the next one. It's one of my favourite nights in the world ever. And the other acts on the headline acts, of which I am one of them, are amazingly, are me, Arthur Smith, Mandy Knight and Silky. It's going to be brilliant. The rest of the bills are made up with acts who have done stand-up comedy courses and are brand spanking new. It's just a great fun night and I hope to see one or two of you there. Two of the pubs have already sold out. The other two do have tickets available and they're £10 each. Right, Tone, I didn't ask you, by the way. Are you doing anything this week of any note?
No, I don't think so.
In that case, then, Europe.
Okay.
So, young people, Tony.
Yep.
I've got a bit of a problem with young people right now because young people have accused old people of ruining their lives by this EU Brexit vote. And I looked at some basic figures. And the basic figures were that, or they were arguing that 74% of the people in the 18 to 25 age bracket that showed up to vote all voted to remain. That sounds like a lot until you realise that only 36% of those eligible to vote did actually vote, which means it's 74% of 36, which is just under 27%. If only 27% of people in the 18 to 25 age group voted to remain, that's hardly a mandate. That's right. My point.
Okay.
So shut up, young people. Right.
How many of that, on the flip side, how many would have voted to leave out of that?
Hmm?
As a percentage, how many voted to leave?
Well, it means that 26% voted to leave.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is next to nothing. But if they'd overwhelmingly felt strongly about it, they'd have shown up to vote.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know why they didn't vote. I mean, there's a massive lead up to the campaign about, you know, register to vote, just have your vote. And I would have accepted either decision. Like, just as long as people vote. I don't understand why it takes not a moment. They can do it on the way to school or way back from the clubs in the morning. I don't know.
Yeah, but also, it is possible that the extra whatever it was, 2 million people or whoever it was that registered last minute. Mm. We're all registering to vote Remain, and if that had been shut off when it should have been done, it might have been a bigger margin. Anyway, the job's done, so what do we do now, Tony?
I think we get somebody in charge who is a Brexiteer. I think you put Johnson in, you put Gove in, people who campaigned, made the promises, have the vision. We get behind them and we go for it.
It's funny, isn't it? Because I feel completely the other way around.
Really?
The breaking news on my TV screen behind me is that Jeremy Corbyn has just lost a vote of confidence by 172-40, which is overwhelming. Mm. I actually think someone like Corbyn would be the best one. I know that he can't be Prime Minister because it isn't... he's Labour rather than run Conservative. Mm. But I think what we need now is someone who... was on the Remain side to...
is sceptical.
Well, possibly sceptical, but just to come in and go, right, this is the deal. This is what I have to do. The British public have spoken. Mm. I want the best deal for the UK whilst at the same time being as friendly to Europe as possible. And I think they'd have a better negotiation is how I feel about it.
Right.
And I think it would also help to bring this broken nation back together. Because if we had someone prominent on the Remain side representing us, that would mean that the people with the Remain vote would have confidence in them, and the people in the Leave vote would be going, well, hey, that's a compromise I can handle. And I think it would demonstrate, hopefully, that a lot of people that voted Leave didn't vote Leave because they're racist, fascist, immigrant-bashing dullards.
Mm. But why do you know? Is but I think that's why I think you put someone in charge in the Leave, because they have to be answerable, and obviously they got voted for. Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it? I know what you mean. Do you think there'll be a general election on the back of it?
Yes,
you do. I think it's only right.
I think that
that there will be a new Tory leader by the time that the Tory conference comes in October. Mm. And I think there'll be a clamouring for a November election, and that the autumn conferences will effectively be party political broadcast this year, ready for an election in November. And I actually think also it's vital that we get a Labour government next time.
Because it'll be good. And I am fully behind Jeremy Corbyn. And I even had the thought of writing to my MP last night, because my MP is one of the fuck pigs who resigned. Vernon Coker. He actually was one of the Shadow Cabinet who resigned. And actually, the old MP from Kirkby, she resigned as well. And they don't represent me in that case.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? That the vote for Corbyn will be by the members, not the MPs.
Yeah.
And again, this is another chance that it was the 18 to 25 people voting for the first time that all wanted Corbyn, because he is left wing and they feel more left wing. Mm. So this, again, I think I am fully behind him. I don't see any other person in the Labour Party that would have the support of a big enough section of the British public. And I think it's important that we have a Labour government now, because again, it's completely the opposite. And I think, I don't mean a socialist Britain, but I think a centre-left UK outside of the EU is probably the best way to go.
Mm. I agree. And there's never really one thing that Corbyn has said that I've disagreed with. And I've disagreed a lot of Labour stuff over the years, but I agree with him generally. Every time he speaks, he seems just sensible. I don't understand the media's problem with him at all.
And he was, by all accounts, as you say, probably quite happy to leave the EU. He's never been more than lukewarm about it, has he? So
it was always, throughout the whole thing, it was imperfect. We all say it was a difficult choice either way. And I always said, whatever choice we'll go for, I will go for it. I just hoped it would have been a bigger landslide decision, so we just get behind it, more confident, and we go for it. And hopefully it's positive, and all the negativity will just go. Because it's the more you think about it, the more scared you can get. But I think, and obviously we've been listening to a lot of the telly about things, but I find the more I talk to people, face to face, all sensible people. I've had debates with left people, leave people and remain people, and they've all been sensible people. So I'd be dismayed the media as well. Well, hopefully, I think we'll just go for it.
Yeah.
Be confident, go for it, and hopefully, we get a good deal out of it, and we don't get any problems. But I don't think we will. As long as Farage stays out of it, I'd be happy.
Yeah, that's right. Well, he's managed to kick up at the European Parliament today, hasn't he? So,
yeah, he's just a smug little twat.
Yeah, but he was nothing to do with the official Leave campaign. He's been made the face of it, hasn't he? But he wasn't a part of it. He was just outside it shouting and barking.
Exactly.
I do think that Europeans living and working in the UK right now don't actually have anything to worry about, other than in the short term a load of people shouting. I think everything will be fine, and I think there will be a certain amount of freedom of movement, and I think everything will be okay, and people already here won't be told at any point to pack their bags.
I think logistically, and it was never been on the cards, but it's still scared.
And we were all told that it would be 2 to 7 years down the line anyway.
Yeah,
this is being pushed by the EU itself now, so
they won't, anyway, but they can't, can they? It won't happen.
Let's make a promise, Tony.
What's that?
Let's promise to be a bit funnier next week.
And apologies for everyone. I'm not a downbeaten England fan who lost football last night. I've got a migraine, so I'm a little bit out of it.
So I am actually more upset about the football than the vote. So let's play two songs in a row, shall we?
Okay.
This is a fitting one. A band called The Accelerators, and obviously this vote this week has suddenly been accelerated all the way from New Jersey. Again, Tony, another band from Bongo Boy Records that feature on this Garage Rock compilation, Volume 1. What is the Accelerators Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/ The Accelerators.
ReverbNation.com/ The Accelerators NJ.
Oh, you see, I had that before, didn't I?
Okay. There's a few the accelerators around, including a band from the Isle of Wight.
Okay.
Makes it Portable Internet 4, Tony 3. Stay tuned for Revenge of the Psychotronic Man. But first up, this is the accelerators, and fittingly, Take It or Leave It.
Fantasist.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound on Ethers right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Revenge of the Psychotronic Man and a new track called Croz Selavi, open brackets, To Make a Toast for Life, close brackets. I'm not sure what language that's in, Tony.
Polish? Sound Polish, doesn't it?
R-R-O-S-E-S-E-L-A-V-Y. I don't know. It might have been Roma, or it might have been, there's all, it could be all sorts of things. Mm. I'm afraid I don't know. But Revenge of the Cyclonic Man, fantastic band anyway. And to make a toast for life, sorry, I'm being called here, I'll get rid of that. And to make a toast for life is something that we should be doing right now.
I do like toast.
What's Revenge of the Cyclonic Man's website?
RevengeOfTheCyclonicMan.com.
It is. It's Tony Paul, point of view, isn't it, Paul? And it wasn't to make toast for life. That's kind of... that's a conviction. You have to make toast for the rest of your life.
Lovely.
Tony, have you got a twat?
Dig, yeah.
Must have.
thanks for your twat nominations. If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. Or twat's super thanks. If you don't respond to me, if I don't respond to you, do send it again, because I'll probably not receive it. So, Sussex Saints been in touch.
Right.
He says, hi Tony, where to start? I suspect that given Paul's position on leave, it would be impossible to successfully nominate anybody on that side of the now defunct debate.
No, it would be fine.
Not necessarily. But leave won, and we are now cast adrift on uncharted waters. But I would like to nominate the Newcastle 93, as they shall be now known. It was reported in a single question referendum, vote both leave and remain on the same ballot paper. They are truly the twats of the week. Apart from Boris and Cameron, who decided to play out their Eton spat in the public domain. Regards to Sussex Saint, you can always twat whatever you want.
Yes, go for it. And I was expecting a Boris, a Michael, or a Nigel this week, or even a Roy last minute.
Well, that's true, yeah. They haven't come through at all. I'm sure there'll be a Roy coming up.
Well, I would think so.
But I hadn't heard of these Newcastle 93, but that does sound a pretty twatty thing to do.
Really is.
So the Newcastle 93 for voting both vote and remain inside the referendum. They are probably from Newcastle, as per the name.
Is a twat. Yeah, I think we could have pretty much twatted anyone this week.
Yep. I think with everyone, the whole vote thing before was quite twatty on both sides. So I think now, you know, it's fine. Either decision could be positive. Let's go for it.
Yeah, I think ultimately everything will be fine.
Yeah.
That's what I think. The pound took a knock, which I didn't mind at all, because I have a load of Norwegian kroner sat upstairs that I was hoping the pound would fall further before I banked it. But that seems to be levelling out now, and okay.
The markets, we all react to any kind of change. They always do. It's just what we do with it. If we're positive enough about it, and we make enough noise.
Well, yeah, that's
fine.
The thing. If you look at the positives of a weak pound, they're actually quite good. You said there, like you weren't sure.
I'm going. One thing I've got to do this in August is go to Germany and buy some euros. Not quite so good for me. But yeah, I mean, I've got clients who are obviously exporters, and they're quite happy about it.
Yeah, it'll boost investment. It'll boost exports. It'll boost tourism.
Yeah.
That's one of the ironies of this thing is that by Britain voting to leave, the people that have voted to leave because they think there's too many foreigners over here could see us inundated with foreigners now, because a load of people will come to visit because they can suddenly afford it. So they won't be staying as long, but they'll be all over the place.
That'd be a beautiful, beautiful thing.
It will be. It'll be fantastic. This is a multinational country.
It is.
That's already done well. Always done well as a multinational embracing country. I don't think that'll change. Look, we've been all right serious and nice this week.
Well, I think people would expect it.
I think we should ban everyone from Iceland.
Gotcha.
Oh yeah, they're not welcome anymore.
Never shop there.
All 15
rubbish bread.
Yeah, just think what would have happened if we played Lidl. They'd have had a much more organised back four. Last track this week, Tony.
Okay.
I am going to run down the tracks we've played this week for it. This is a band, again from Las Vegas, called The Gashers. One member of which got in touch with me directly to say, hey, do you fancy playing some of our new stuff? I went, I certainly do, and he sent me all of it, and it's brilliant, and I love them. And hello to The Gashers. All the way from Las Vegas, Tony, what is The Gashers' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheGashersLV.
Facebook.com/TheGashers. Got it.
Paulie begins at 5, Tony 4. You see, ultimately, my team wins. I'm just going to read that. So, in keeping with what's happened this week, first up, you heard a track called This Wicked World, which obviously it's proved to be a wicked world this week. Secondly, you heard Juvenile Delinquent. That was My Little Pop at all the young people that didn't vote. They could have made a difference for themselves, but chose not to. Third up, we had You Gotta Work, and certainly we're going to have to work right now. Then we had Hold Together, something we should all be doing right now. Then I Am the Anticlimax, which was clearly how we all felt in the Leave campaign the day after the vote. After that, we had Let's Go Crazy. I think, fair enough, we've all gone a bit crazy this week. Then we had Take It or Leave It, which is clearly the stark choice that the EU left us with. After that, we have Rose Salavi to make a toast for life, because ultimately, we have to make a toast for life. And now, Tony, when you've finished thinking to yourself, my God, that man's a genius, this is clearly what's going to happen for the UK now. Curtains.
Listen to the carnage that has spoken to us all. Tired of all the voices that mean less to us than dust. All our choices are awakened. Let me fucking try. Fame will take a backseat. Respect has been detained. Sobriety has suffered. We've only known the same. We've all rushed to zero till we haven't got the time. Suck it out through thick and thin. Too late to say goodbye. Can't keep that curtain. We're breaking down the wall.
That's about the size of it for this week. Hope you've enjoyed yourselves, and I dare say maybe even learned something if you're outside the UK this week about all the mess that's been going on. Sorry that we've had less jokes and mucking about this week, but we did have some pretty serious stuff to get through. Hope you've enjoyed the music. Anyway, Tony, maybe you could remind people of the internet stations that carry the show.
Yes, we are on Podunk. You can find them at podunkradio.com. We're on Radio Andrew. You can find them Radio Andrew, just andra.se. And we're on TBFM. You can find them tbfmonline.co.uk.
Yes, absolutely brilliant internet stations. And I do hope you get the chance to listen to them at some point. And if you do, let us know. We love it.
We do.
That's about it for this week. I might see some of you in Tring on Sunday. In the meantime, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
Your guns.